From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Tuesday, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration moved to end a program that shielded 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the decisions and provided the administration's rationale.
In other words, the executive branch, through DACA, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions.
President Trump has given Congress 6 months to act if it wants to allow those affected to remain in the United States. Russia and China say steps to further tighten sanctions against North Korea in the wake of its latest nuclear test would do little to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Russian ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, told reporters he saw two solutions.
Many delegations, including ours, I think most of them, said that A, there is no military solution to the conflict. B, that we have to look for diplomatic and political solution.
Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday said tougher sanctions were senseless and would not change the leadership in Pyongyang and would lead to large-scale human suffering. Brazilian and French authorities said they have uncovered an international corruption scheme aimed at buying votes in awarding the 2016 Olympics. The disclosures came as police in Rio de Janeiro raided the home of Brazilian Olympic Committee President Carlos Newsman. They emerged with suitcases, documents, and a computer. Police said detention warrants had been issued for Newsman and an associate. For additional coverage, follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to Myanmar authorities on Tuesday to end violence in the country's Rakhine state.
I have written officially to the President of the Security Council to express my concern and to propose various steps to end the violence and address the underlying causes of the crisis. The international community must undertake concerted efforts to prevent any further escalation and to seek a holistic solution.
When asked about ethnic cleansing, Guterres said, quote, "We are facing a risk. I hope we don't get there," end quote. The latest violence in Myanmar's northwestern Rakhine state began on August 25th when Rohingya insurgents attacked dozens of police posts and an army base. The ensuing clashes and a military counteroffensive have killed at least 400 people and triggered the exodus of villagers to Bangladesh. Syrian activists and state media said government troops broke a nearly three-year siege by Islamic State militants on the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor. Philip Alexio has the story.
The report said the troops reached a key government airbase on the western edge of the city. After Syria's 2011 uprising, rebel groups and jihadists seized Deir ez-Zor and the province by the same name. By 2014, Islamic State fighters took command of the region. Estimates of the number of people living in the city vary widely. The Syrian Observatory Group says the population has shrunk to about 150,000, an amount equal to half of what it was before the outbreak of the Syrian civil war. Deir ez-Zor is a major prize for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad since it is the center of the country's oil industry. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Tuesday that Hurricane Irma has strengthened to a Category 5 storm, the most severe designation for a hurricane. People in the Leeward Islands of the Caribbean are preparing for Irma's arrival late Tuesday or early Wednesday. Areas to the northwest, from Puerto Rico to Cuba to the coastal United States, will wait to track the storm and will see as it progresses during the week. An Indian journalist was fatally shot Tuesday by an unidentified attacker in the southern Indian city of Bangalore. The assailants pumped bullets into Gauri Lankesh as she left her car after reaching her home. The attackers then fled the scene. Top police officer R.K. Dutta said it was too early to say who killed her. He said that he had recently met with Lankesh, but that she did not mention any threat to her life. For in-depth coverage to these stories and more, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.